from?
I mean, it's been the year is just moving so fast, guys. Like, we're literally getting to the end of July. Wow. How you all doing? My name is Danny the Storyteller, or you can call me Cypher. As most of you all know me, how you been? I hope you all have been doing good. I hope you all have still been keeping safe. I hope you all have been grinding and, you know, trying to make that ends meet. Allow me to clear my throat. Apologies for that. I am back and welcome to my podcast. If this is your first time listening in and tuning in, welcome to Just Chat Podcast. And here we just talk about mental health. We talk about issues that are there, issues that are real in the society. If you can hear the dogs barking, don't mind, they're just outside. And we just talk about the real stuff. We give topics. Most of y'all have come through and you have been telling me to do something. And guess what? I had you guys have been coming into my comments and you've been sharing a lot. A shout out to everyone who's been tuning in. A shout out to people who've been sharing the link. And I am so happy that we are growing and growing and growing. So, yeah. So today, we're speaking about something a little bit spicy. Is it a little bit spicy? I don't know. Maybe you can be the judge of that. We are talking about sex. We're talking about the S-E-X. And we're not talking about the gender-based type of sex. Male or female? No. We are getting into the real deal. We are going in deep. Yo, that's just a joke, man. So, I mean, we should definitely start with something, you know. This is gonna be a very spicy topic, and I definitely feel no jinxing it. I feel like people are gonna come through with a lot. So I have been doing a little bit of research, guys, and I am telling you that this is actually way deeper than I thought. To be honest, I mean, I never thought this was just way, way out there. I mean, we have had so many encounters. We had friends who literally be like, yo, I wanna smash, I wanna do this, I wanna fuck, you know. There are so many terms out there of definitions of sex, and I really want to just begin with a few things, but definitely, of course, we start with what is sex. Yeah, what do you think sex is? To you, your own definition, not to what the society has put out there, and what is your own definition of sex? Well, sex means different things to different people. I mean, my definition of sex is definitely not your definition of sex, which is actually true and is correct. So no answer is wrong when it comes to sex. But initially, it's pretty much everything that feels sexual, like literally anything. We're going to expound on this, but whatever you're thinking of right now, anything that feels sexual, that's the right definition of sex. Because initially, even when you get to biological terms, I really don't want to get to dig in too deep onto that. I don't want to become a doctor advising people here. No way. No, it's gonna be boring as fuck. But yeah, initially it's your own definition, but initially it's anything that feels sexual to you, to me, or to anyone. I mean, yes. Sorry, I have been clearing my throat. I don't know what's happening. But you need to understand that good sex comes from your understanding of how your body works. Initially, if you do not get to understand how your body works, then good sex cannot happen to you. Because you need to know what arouses you. You need to know what arouses your partner. You need to know what arouses them as well. Because if you actually want to satisfy someone to the level of them get get into the part, then definitely you really have to have understood your body, what turns them on initially, because not everything that's specific to someone can arouse me or another person. It's way different. And we all like different things when it comes to sex. Interests change over time, which is definitely normal. What I thought when I was a teenager right now and what I feel right now is definitely totally different. It's not the same, guys. So if your view of sex or what arouses you changes, then you're normal. So don't worry about that. You may be thinking like, whoa, what's happening to me? It's crazy. But guys, I know most of us have always, including me, over time, I've been thinking that sex is just vaginal and penile sex, you know, just the JJ and the panini going in there and getting jiggy and doing them, you know, that type of shit. But I am here to educate you guys, because Just Chat Podcast is all about educating, entertaining, and sharing what's worth going out there, you know. So first let me clear the air. I think we've been having this stereotype, and sex isn't about the one size fits all, if you know what I mean. Not every size fits all, because taste and preference differs. How do I expand on this? What another lady may like, let me use the female perspective. What a female may find an interest to a carrot, others may prefer cucumbers, or others may prefer bananas, you feel me? And if someone does not, because definitely not everyone prefers cucumbers, I mean, some of them may be too big for you and can handle that, and then others may be, you know, small, not too, okay, not generally, I really don't like using the word small. I mean, it might be the medium size one, because they do differ in size. Definitely they are not the same. They are not the same. And this does not come in with exercises. I think I have to remove this stereotype of you going to buy dick enlargement medicines, or, you know, putting garlic or anything. Those are myths and misconceptions. Your genes are your genes. You cannot change your genes, not unless you go for a surgery to get an increase, which is definitely not recommended, because it will bring a lot of complications. Because in as much as y'all refuse to understand, your penis has veins, so the erection comes because of the blood flow. So if you try and alter that, definitely you are going to alter the vein blood circulation. You're just doing a whole lot of mess to that part, Mazi. And initially it is literally not recommended. I mean, be proud of what you have and know how to use it. Initially, know how to use it. So, yeah, that's what's up. Anyway, back to the topic. There are actually various common kinds of sexual activity. And believe it or not, we have oral, JJ, and anal sex. So anal sex is sex, actually. It's not a part of recreation where someone just sticks their dick in your ass or whatever. It's literally sex. We have people out there who actually prefer anal sex from vaginal sex. And not forgetting the LGBTQ out there who, yeah, for them, they have their own ways of doing sex. We will not dig deep into that, because I do not know much about that, to be honest. So I'm just gonna talk about the straight part of sex, that is a male-female type of sex right now. And we are starting with oral. So oral is the leaky-leaky, the sucky-sucky thing, you know. Some over there and some, you know. So oral sex is just stimulating the sexual organs using your mouth, your hands. So oral sex is basically over the mouth. Just forget about what I said about the hand. That's definitely not oral. So it's when I, as a guy, go down on the lady and lick until, you know, you get an orgasm or you just get lubricated for me to prepare you for the actual act. And oral sex is a technique. I was actually talking to some friends of mine today, and we just got to the topic. You know, sometimes you just get to the topic, not in a nasty way, in a general view way. And you know, I was like telling them oral sex is a technique because not everyone knows how to do it well. You know, a guy may just come and be like, and you're like, bruh, what are you trying to do? And then a girl may go down on you and you're like, you are biting me too much with your teeth. Stop. You know, and initially, as humans, we tend to feel like I might ruin the mood when I tell them, but initially you need to communicate, because if you do not communicate, definitely none of y'all will have good experiences when it gets to that. And trust me, when it comes to experience, let me just not say right now, we will get there, we will get there. I will shock you guys. Kissing is also sex. I told you from the beginning, remember the introduction is anything that makes you feel sexual. So kissing definitely gets you aroused. So it is a form of sex, exchange of saliva. Sex toys. I mean, I mean, the male side, I don't know that much, but the female side, y'all love using this vibrator thingies, maze. And the dildos, man. Ah, hey. I've come across a lot of OnlyFans, I have to be honest. I mean, yeah, and this happens a lot. Even on platforms that, you know, do this teachings on sex. Like, we have doctors who actually come there and be like having sex toys and start explaining how the penis works, how the vagina works. And ladies out there have actually adapted to using dildos. I basically don't know why, because I'm not a lady, but I feel like most of them have a craving for, you know, something better or satisfying themselves, which you're getting there. And then we also have sexting. I mean, who has not sexted? Hey, apart from the kiddos, who has not done sex chatting over here? I mean, that was the thing we used to do in high school. I mean, you'd see a girl, and even in campus, in any time, even when we're dating at this current age, 23, 24, 27, that is you and your, you know, partner out there, or you're fleeing, you're friends with benefits. I mean, we do it a lot, and it just comes, it's like, I like it, you know. And sex chatting is inclusion of pictures, you know, sending a, necessarily don't have to be nudes, even a picture of you having a boxer, a no vest, or a sexy ass lingerie. Yeah, feel me. Yeah, so sexting is also a part of sex. It makes you feel sexual, so it arouses you and wants you to do the actual act. And then reading erotic novelry. I personally am an erotic writer, so I've been getting a lot of comments from Casual Desire. Some of them are literally honest with me and telling me, your writing, your pieces, your novelry, your erotic book is Casual Desire is crazy. It literally gets me there. And sometimes I do find myself playing with myself, and it's so bad. I'll tell you more about that. And now, when we get to this, we have reading erotic novelry, and then we have watching pornography. Sometimes it's psychologically not recommended to watch pornography, but people have watched. I have watched. People do watch pornography, and people do act pornography. Definitely, we have xvideos.com, we have Pornhub, we have CG, RedTube, a lot of pornography sites that people do come and watch, and you have these actors who actually act it out. And initially, in as much as y'all refuse to accept it, these people do feel good. Trust me, they do feel good, and they, in as much as they are acting, there is that form of sexual pleasure they do get. So they definitely do act it out, but they do get that sensation of sexual pleasure. And now for the last one, inclusion of watching pornography, using sex toys, and reading an erotic novel, all this leads to something called masturbation. Masturbation is the act of self-pleasure. What I mean by this is where you feel too aroused to the point that you feel like you need to let off the steam through, you know, playing with yourself in terms of fingering, rubbing your clit, and, you know, touching your balls and rubbing your penis using probably lubricant or your own saliva. That is not saliva, but the sputum or the sputum on how you're going to spell it. Initially on masturbation, it is really, really recommended for ladies because it helps stimulate and it helps you know the level as to which you need, you know, the lubrication and how long you take. For men, it is recommended for you to always caress your balls because in terms of cancer, to avoid and also to see what's going on, to see if they're actually a good size. So it comes with a lot. But in terms of you rubbing yourself, it's really, really, really not recommended because the more you do it, you will definitely, your hands, a dude's hands, most of our hands are really, really tough on the palm. So if you tend to do it more, the sensitivity to that organ definitely dies down with time. And when you stick it inside a vagina, sorry for using stick it inside, it's not the right word to use, but lack of a better word. When you get into the intercourse itself, the vagina is too soft and so sensitive for you that you find yourself even ejaculating even before 30 seconds. And definitely that's a turn off to the lady because she also wants to feel good. So your sex performance also goes down. And once it goes down, your credibility as a dude and self-esteem goes down because you cannot perform. So it is not about the size, it's about how you take care of yourself. So even when it comes to masturbating, the positive part is that you as a guy tend to know the longevity of how you can last. But initially, do not do it too much. Just do it once and stop. No, I mean, it's not even recommended. If you can't do it, just don't do it. Because it's not. And initially, we as dudes wake up having a hard on, like, bro, like, it's way up there, man. And you've already had a pre-cum, which is a lubricant as well, because dudes also have a pre-cum that's not creamy like, but it's usually colorless and sticky, which also acts as a lubricant to aid in smooth sailing inside the pussy, the vagina. Now, this whole thing has been expounded to a whole nother level. But listen, before we actually get to the deeper and rather more exotic points on sex, I'd like to pose this question. And I'd of course give you a little bit of my view and my answer on that is sex good for you? What do you think? Is sex good for you? Is it? I can feel someone is definitely trying to say yes, and then another one is like no, and then another one is like maybe. And please, hold up. Forget about religion, kindly. Just hold up. Scratch that thought off, because we are not getting into this stuff right now. I know it's there, but we're not getting into it right now. And I will tell you why. But now, is sex good for you? Looking at the health bit, yes, it is good for you. Why? Because it aids both emotionally and physically. Trust me, it does. It really does. It really, really does. And if you've experienced it, then you can explain and, you know, say why. But let me tell you why emotionally. So now let me get to the biological bit. I had to, you know, do some research and ask some people and get to the biological bit. When we actually, especially for a dude, you do get an orgasm. And an orgasm is through you coming and you ejaculating into that. You just shoot it all out over there. You've just killed some babies, man. Anyway. During orgasm, you release endorphins. Just write that word somewhere. And, you know, if you want to remember and if you have a really good memory like I do, endorphins. Endorphins are hormones that block pain, and just make you feel so good, like they just make you feel so good. So that probably you especially, let me give an example, a vivid example. When ladies, you're on your period, it's actually highly recommended for y'all to engage in sexual activity. And most dudes be like so disgusted, but on my personal view, period sex is no problem to me. And you can call it disgusting, but I don't care. But yes, period sex really helps ladies to relieve the pain and relax. And it's not a matter of bleeding. Sometimes even during intercourse, when you're on your period, you do not bleed. And if you do, it's not the excess bleeding of like you in so much pain and stuff. It happens, it's natural. And dudes, y'all need to understand that ladies do go through this thing. So y'all should stop being all judgy and crazy when you see a lady in her period and you're like, blood flow, nah. I mean, if it was your partner and if you're dating, then definitely, and she and you understand that period sex helps, then you'd be free with it. You don't have to do all the licky shit. If you don't want to do it, then let her just hop on that joyride and play around with you, then be relieved, because it does really, really help. And not all ladies do actually go through a lot of pain. There are those who really go through migraines. There are those who are really, really turned on when it gets to that point of periods, trust me. There are those who are moody. There are those who are happy. There are those who act like kids and just want to cuddle and be around you. So it's all different. Even for dudes, it is all different. Yo, I didn't mean that dudes get periods. Nah, I mean our perspective is way different. But anyway, and physically, have you ever heard the word sexercise? Sexercise is true. Trust me, guys who have hip problems and crazy, when you just bend and you wake up and you feel like, no, my lower back is crazy, sex will help you. And yo, disclaimer, this does not mean you just go playing around and just engaging in sexual activity just because you want your hip to be good. And I will definitely tell you why. I'm answering every single bit that I'm saying. I will tell you why, opening and closing commas. Yeah. And physically, number one, it gives you longer life. How? Practice makes perfect. Exercise keeps you, healthy. Exercise keeps you way healthier, keeps your heart beating faster. You know, that bit of making your heart beat faster increases the pulse rate and increases, it's like the way you run and then your lungs keep expanding. For athletes, their lungs are able to actually accommodate more air compared to someone who's just sitting in the house and chilling. Swimmers have a better air capability and oxygen, retainment compared to someone who's just playing and not jogging or not doing even any little exercise. And it now gives better general health. You definitely get to sleep in an awesome way, just like a baby. Fitness, of course, exercise, and increases your self-esteem. How does it increase your self-esteem? If you really do it well, then definitely you'll be like, I'm the G. Just don't go blowing your own trumpet. Actually, people who blow their own trumpet are the worst. And that's not me on my proven fact, but most of the ladies who are my friends or dudes I've actually talked to, if they find a lady mwenye anajigamba, to those out there who are listening to me, anajigamba is, blowing your own trumpet. Most of them are just not good. But that does not mean even for those who actually brag a lot are not good in bed. Those who actually brag a lot and are really good. So it totally depends on your character and your well-being. But initially, let's get back to the point. It does increase your self-esteem and does give you positive self-esteem. You may find a person and he or she is glowing in the morning. You're like, damn, you look good, bro. You look good, girl. You never know. Maybe they were given a little something before they actually arrived. Anyway, enough with the puns, man. So in terms of how often you should do sex, because you've already answered sex is good. That solely depends on your sex drive, because we have people out there who have a higher sex drive and a higher testosterone level compared to other people. There are those people who are just like, yeah, it's just yeah, if it comes, it comes. If it doesn't, no. But there are these people who have a really, really strong sex drive. And what I mean is like this. Let me give an example. There are dudes who actually ejaculate and still have the hard on, and there are dudes who actually ejaculate and they get a sensitivity level that they cannot even, you know, get the dick hard again. It's not a disadvantage, it's you, it's your sex drive. Do not feel ashamed about it. And for the dudes who actually have a higher sex drive, probably they may give longer pleasure, or they may hurt the lady by making her sore, because initially the lady is probably not lubricated. And when it comes to that, I'd advise do more foreplay before you actually get the actual act, because it stimulates more. And the lady being satisfied, trust me dudes, when she's satisfied and when she gets that orgasm, bruh, you can come all you want, and don't come inside if you're not ready for a kid. Just play along, but definitely I'd recommend satisfy her first and then do you later, because don't be selfish. Initially for us, do get the sensation quite quicker, but for a lady you need to stimulate them more. So that's why I said in the beginning, you all need to understand your partners or your flings or your FWBs and all that stuff. Okay, good stuff. This is really, really interesting, right? Now with that said, you know, everything does come with its perks, right? And now this is where I want to go to the serious bit. This is where I want to, you know, test some people and knock your heads together. And with this, definitely, I want to put a disclaimer out there. It may sound creepy and may sound really weird to you people. Some of you may decide I ain't fucking around again. Some of you may be like, yeah, maybe this is why this is happening. Maybe this is why so-and-so has been on my mind all the time. But yeah, let's get to it. Sex is quite a very comprehensive aspect, and it is important. I want you to mark this. If you're writing, kindly write. If you're recording, record. It is important to be careful who you let in that space, bruh. It is important to know who you let in that spaces, because trust me, sometimes may be good, sometimes may be bad, and most of the times it is quite toxic for everyone. So now I really want to kill the biggest misconception, because as a society has told us, and as the society has taught us, especially I think it's in every culture, not only Africa, but I feel like it's in Africa, Western cultures, everywhere. This stereotype is there, that sex is forbidden, sex is dirty, and sex is wrong. That is not true. And I have my backup to clarify that is not true. So the truth is, are y'all listening? I don't want y'all to drift. I know y'all be like, this is... Anyway, initially sex is sacred. Sex is sacred. Sacred, okay, whatever. Sex is sacred. And not in a church way. That is why I did not want to bring religion in this, Maze. I did not want to bring religion in this, because I do not want to talk... Don't get me wrong. If you're for that, then you're for that. I respect that, and I respect your belief. I am not trying to discomfort or bring any, you know, controversial talks over here. No way. If you're for that, I respect that, and go on with it. But initially, sex is pure cosmic energy connecting to the divine. You feel me? And I know this may sound creepy to you, may sound crazy, and you're like, wait, what's going on right now? Sex is divine, sex is pure cosmic energy. What's Danny the storyteller trying to say? What is he trying to tell me right now? Or what is going on? But let me tell you this. Sex is a core function of humanity. It is literally a core function of humanity. If it wasn't a core function of humanity, then definitely you wouldn't be getting aroused anytime you see a lady walking by the streets and she has this big fine booty, and there's this dude who's definitely, ladies, y'all check us out, trust me, we know. It's not that we don't know, we know y'all check us out, probably trying to see the baggage you're carrying, or probably look at the body type and even the ass as well. So yeah. But initially, it is a core function of humanity, guys. That is why you definitely get aroused. That is why you wake up when you're wet. That is why you wake up when you're really having a crazy hard-on. So, and the reason for this, guys, it is because it merges your spirit with your body. Don't freak out. Don't freak out just yet. Do not freak out. It merges your spirit to your body. And in as crazy as this may sound, there are two things that sex does bring. There is involution, which is the spirit descending, and then there is the evolution part, which is the physical ascending. Now let me bring this down to layman's language so that all of us can understand. What I'm trying to say is, you see that moment when you're actually so aroused that you can't think straight. Initially, you're just talking in a sexy way. You're literally getting a hard on. You're wet. Even when you're walking or you're seated down, you feel like you want to clench your legs together, ladies. You feel like you want to clench your legs together and feel like I am really turned on. My clitoris is burning up. My pussy is... Sorry for that. My pussy is wet. My dick is so hard, my balls really wanna be emptied right now, because the sensation also goes to the balls. The hair beneath your balls is literally like on goosebumps mode, and you're literally not feeling cold or feeling anything crazy. You're just having a hard on, and then you start dripping. For dudes, you definitely start dripping, and you're not coming. That is you. Your penis is literally initially it's visualizing it's, or there's really a vagina there, so that is why it's lubricating, and that is why when you walk you feel like, okay, I am hard, and I definitely feel like my pants are a little bit drippy. So don't be offended by that. That is something true. So I know this is a complete counter to what culture and the society has taught us. I mean, the society and culture has taught us that sex is bad. Always gotten to know that you should engage into sexual intercourse like during marriage. You should engage into sexual intercourse when you already know your partner. And this is so crazy, because what I'm about to say is something that let me just put it out there. Sex is a communion, not the holy communion. Sex is a communion of both souls. Literally, it is a communion of both souls, Wasi. And what I mean by this, it is that there's a possibility that it exists within us anytime and any day, anytime. Like, it has always existed within us. That entity was put in us to procreate. That entity was put in us to unleash that. And let me give an example. If you have had sex, you are into it, you've already started doing it, you are literally not thinking about anything else, you're thinking about spanking that ass, you're thinking about grabbing them balls, you're thinking about pinning them to the wall, bending them over, or looking at them and staring into their eyes and whispering nasty nothings. But they're literally not nothings, you definitely know what I mean. But initially, when you say, who's your daddy, when you say, I want you, when you say, I want this so bad, come on, fuck me harder, give it to me, daddy, give it to me, baby, come on, come inside me, all that stuff, all those jargons you're thinking about right now. And when you feel that sensation, you tend to forget yourself. When the lady clenches her eyes, literally, and you see the white part like the Undertaker, the entity inside, the souls are merging. And you remember, before I actually got to this, I said that you should always be careful to who you let inside you, or who you let to be inside you. You know? Or who you let, or who what do I say for the dudes? Who you go inside in? Yes, that's the word. You know why? There's an Oprah Winfrey show I watched. It was in the 90s, I remember. I didn't watch it in the 90s. It is a 90s show that I watched. And a lady came in and said, why most ladies are so obsessed with this one dude? This one dude is because he has done such a good job that he has literally, in quotes, ejaculated in her mind. And what I mean by this is that the moments of him saying, who's this? Who owns this pussy? Who owns this coochie? Do you want me to fuck you harder? Anyone else who comes to give it to you, they don't own you. I own you. And the lady is literally saying, yes, give it to me. Her legs are so wide open, she cannot control it. Her legs are shaking. She has already ejaculated. She's gotten the orgasm. She can't hold it in anymore. And she's probably scratching your back, probably trying to tell you not to stop. And then after that, you've been brainwashed, literally. I am here to advocate for healthy sex. I am here to advocate for sex that is literally, of course, it happens. Most of us have had one-night stands multiple times. And sometimes you literally exchange an aura that you don't even understand where it came from. The next day you find yourself doing weird-ass stuff like, you're now taking coffee and you never wanted coffee. This is true, guys. This is not something that's made up. This is where you're actually having, probably you have a partner, but then you went all around and decided to try something new, and then this new something did it so well. And then literally, even for the dude, when you're having sex with your lady, you're literally in your head, you're thinking about this one person. You're thinking about Sheila, you're thinking about Ashley, you're thinking about Ken, Kennedy, Brian, whoever. You're thinking about them so much that you cannot get them out of your mind. And that is where the sex becomes so boring with this other person. You have exchanged something, your souls have interconnected. And that is why you hear someone saying, this is my soulmate. Guys, this is mental. This is even deeper than mental shit. This is beyond my pay grade. Way. Like the way you experience some things. Sometimes you find you're now so focused in life and you are this person who never even gave a shit about anything. Or vice versa. You're just a lazy ass person and yet you are doing so well in your stuff. You know why? It's because you have exchanged an aura with someone. Literally, it happens. That's why I am saying you literally need to understand the person you're getting with. You literally need to know, who am I getting myself with? Who am I getting involved with? Is this person a goon? Is this person a good guy? Is this person into other crafty, weird ass shit that they are doing behind my back? And probably when they do this to me or do this with me, I will have a problem or an advantage in my life. I know, we as millennials and the current Gen Z, we want to do it. Like, ooh, it is in our blood. We wanna feel the oomph. Now the ladies are coming in, the sugar mommies, the Kenyans call them wababas, you feel me? And then you exchange that aura with them and you start feeling you're lazy, you're feeling old, you're aging. And you really don't understand why. You just feel weird all of a sudden the next morning. You're like, Especially, I think I should give an advice to ladies, man. I mean, you really want easy things to come. You want the money to come fast. But it has a repercussion. And the repercussion is an exchange of souls. This is an entity. This is something that was brought in you by something deeper than your understanding. And that is why you get so aroused, and once you finished it and once you've ejaculated or gotten the orgasm, you now realize, you now get back to your own sense. Because you were doing it with an entity that's stronger than your energy. But then once you're back and now you're back to your physical form, you now realize, fuck, shit, what just happened? Oh, no. This felt so good. I love it. I want to do it again. It's a two-way traffic. It is a two-way traffic. And yo, a fact. You may refuse to accept this, but it's a fact, and trust me, this is not an argument. Sex is the most coveted experience in our today culture. It is the most coveted experience. I see a lady, I check you out. Right now we are so straightforward. I am sexually attracted to you. Can we fuck? Can we do it? It's so cold in June, July. Can we do it in Kenya? It's so cold nowadays. Because we are in our... Is it the winter season? I don't even... Yes! Right now it's so cold. It's just getting memes of people saying, I am cold, I need this, I need that. I want you to come and sleep with me. Videos and crazy stuff coming out of people actually having sex and they don't know each other. Or they were just acquainted and they're doing it. And that's why you all find yourself craving for that one person, even when doing it with someone else. Advocacy for cheating. This is why ladies nowadays are playing around with just a dude just because the dude just literally fucked her to the brim of her losing her mind. And mostly this happens to ladies, in as much as also it has happened to dudes, but not a lot. Because fact remains, and believe it or not, most dudes, when they actually get into the sexual act, most of them are emotionally unattached. But if a guy is emotionally attached, trust me, this guy has taken time to know you. Most guys don't just... And most guys who are... Sorry for that. I think I need to sip some water, guys. Give me a second. Yeah, I felt good. Initially, a guy who's actually invested in you, a guy who actually comes and starts flirting with you and keeps on flirting with you just to know your preferences. A guy who's really, really willing to satisfy a lady more than he is willing to satisfy himself. Allow him to ejaculate in you. He is invested. That's the thing. He is invested. In as much as a dude gets bored, if he is really invested in you, trust me, he will be invested in you for the longest time ever. And once y'all outgrow each other, if y'all are gonna outgrow each other, that mantra, that aura just disappears because you have been doing this with the same person. You have not gone to switch. And after that, I really, really advise y'all that you should take time, concentrate on yourself. Just don't go around playing around for all this crappy stuff called rebounds and shit like that, which I do not believe in. Concentrate, focus on yourself until you get back to your own normal physicality and emotional self. Because if you go around messing around, we you know, sometimes it's so funny. Guys tend to sit down and be like, wow, when I was doing this, I have literally slept with so many ladies. Or chillies coming in and saying, I have literally slept with so many dudes. It's like, it's a competition. And now, y'all don't know that you have been putting yourself into so many divine things. You don't even know where this thing has... You don't even know where this person has been. Or who they have literally stuck their dick or let their pussy with or in. Or whatever it is. So guys, ladies... This was a sexual podcast. I mean, it was a sexual podcast. Oh, man. I'm drifting. I am going. But anyways, thank you so much, fam, for listening in. I hope you all have had a really, really nice educational moment in this. We have had the definition of sex. We have said it's good. We have literally killed all the misconceptions that people do talk about or people do talk or include sex in. And kindly talk, educate, and also insight on people. Enlighten them. Don't let these stereotypes or religious beliefs just come in. As I said, no offense to those people who are actually believing in religion and stuff. I am a spiritual person. I do pray to God and I do believe. But initially, the reality has to be faced. This entity was put in you for a reason. And it's all up to you to be careful and know how to use it. If you want a kid, have you ever asked yourself why all of a sudden an entity is created in the lady? How does a heart start pumping inside her? How does a body start forming? How is the brain formed, literally? It's divine, guys. Ladies are literally carrying a tiny wild inside them. Yo, I think it's high time we got to realize who we are letting in us and who we are letting on us. Sex is good. Trust me, I am the first advocate of good sex. Let's do it. But come on. Satisfaction? Let it come after intuition and scrutiny. So thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. I have had so much fun talking to you. You over there, you sitting down, you feeling this nice, sexy voice of mine. If it's ugly to you, fuck you. Anyway, yeah, thank you so much for listening in. I am so honored that you have taken this time to listen to a long ass, almost 1 hour podcast. And I really, really want to say thank you. Coming up next, this is an official announcement that we will be doing a feature with someone or some people somewhere. I know it's been a long time ever since I said we're doing that feature. I am so sorry for taking so long, but there were so many things that were playing in store. Plus, my current grind has been really, really, really playing a big role in the, I can't say delay, but in the timelines. And it's been a good thing and a bad thing, but I really want to say thank you that in terms of your being supportive fans, worldwide, countrywide, Africa-wise, I want to say thank you. So I will be back with more and more and more mental health talks. Real talk, explicit talks. Definitely don't give this to a below 18. They won't understand anything or they will find it very vulgar. So, thank you so much, guys. Stay safe wherever you are. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and good night. Danny the Storyteller signing out and saying, success is the best revenge, and there is always, always, always beauty in expression. And let's get creative. Ciao, guys. See ya. Peace.